2020 will mark 100 years since women gained the right to vote in the United States, and female voters are expected to be a major force in next year's elections. In a recent national poll, the YWCA asked female voters what issues are on their minds. Women played a deciding role in many of the 2018 midterm elections around the country, and they're expected to have a similar impact in 2020. According to the YWCA survey, they're ready.
There's an overwhelming enthusiasm towards this election.
Alejandra Castillo is the CEO of YWCA USA. The group recently conducted its third nationwide poll of women to find out their concerns going into 2020.
Women are very invested in equal pay laws. We saw an increase in concerns on sexual harassment and racial discrimination. We also found that women are galvanizing around the need for comprehensive health care coverage for pre-existing condition and an increase in access to mental health in schools and community. And on the community side, in terms of safety, responses to gun violence and mass shooting.
How does that compare to concerns of Hawaii voters? State Representative Linda Ichiyama from Salt Lake is a co-convener of the Women's Legislative Caucus. She says she mostly hears concerns about everyday issues.
Public safety is one that I'm hearing a lot about now. I think people are concerned about the news of violent crime.
The YWCA poll found violence against women was a major issue across the country. Ichiyama says her caucus has been focusing on domestic violence for several years.
Unfortunately, there's a real backlog of cases on domestic violence issues, and so we wanted to see if there's a way to help decrease the backlog and create more consequences for batterers.
Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders taking the YWCA poll reported being particularly concerned about caring for aging family members. Those groups make up at least 48% of Hawaii's population, according to the Census Bureau. Honolulu Representative and House Majority Leader Della Albalati says Hawaii has been on the forefront of that family issue.
That interest of elder care is very important. Again, Hawaii has been leading the way in our programs like Kapuna Care and Kapuna Caregiver.
In 2017, the legislature created the Kapuna Caregivers Program. It offers up to $210 per week to eligible caregivers to offset the cost of services. This year, lawmakers approved $10 million to fund Kapuna caregivers for the next 2 years. But Representative Albalati says the concern she hears about most frequently from both men and women is making Hawaii an affordable place to live. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.